Children all grow up and leave. But don't you think that we don't have our fun? We don't just front porch sit and dream. I live my life in this little town, and it's in this town I belong. The years have gone by and I'm all alone, and I know it's not much, but it's gone. Our little town, please take time, stop and look around. You'll never regret the hour you spent, nor forget the happiness you found. I've lived my life in this little town, and it's in this town I belong.
Folks, welcome to the show. That show is, of course, Dollar Country. Here I am again, sharing country 45s forgotten along the path of history. Sometimes never were known about in the first place to be forgotten about. All the whiffs, strikeouts, and beanballs from the golden age of country music. I'm your host, Frank the Drifter. And we are on episode 251 today. And like I mentioned in the last episode, I'm kind of living my life not on a schedule because I have a baby, and a baby is a scheduled landmine. So I'm kind of doing, I'm releasing a show when I get a box of records I think fit a show. A bunch of stuff I want to share, which has kind of brought a little bit of joy back into it for me. Not that it was joyless before, but, you know, you do something for 8 years and you need a little change. So started that one off with one by The Nows. That is N-A-U apostrophe S. It's a family. Doc Now and his daughters, I believe, Kathy, or his daughter Kathy and Tom, who I don't know is, I assume, his son or possibly her husband. I'm not sure. This record has seen better days. It is on Emir Records, or E-M-I-R Records out of Burlington, Iowa. And I have another one of theirs on this label that I really, really like. I was looking for this one, and it happened to show up in a box just from somebody who sent me stuff. But yeah, it is in very bad shape, and I'd love to find a nicer one. But it's rare enough that I'll take any copy. And that was from 1967. After that, we had Hugh Martin with Waste Not Your Love on Patio Records, or just Patio, which is another one I didn't even know this existed, actually. I have two things on Patio. One by this fellow named Al Coulter, who is also known as Marlon Wallace. And, so I found this one. It's one of those labels that, like, I just didn't even know this record existed. So it's really cool. But I like the sound of it, too. And then it is also seen better days. It's actually in worse shape than the previous record. I don't know where these records came from, but they look like they were in a couple rough alleyways or something, got driven over by a car. But who knows? Then we had Charlene Arthur and Dottie, who is Charlene's sister. That was on El Dorado Records. Song was Golden Records from 1963. If you've listened to the show for any length of time, you probably heard me talk about Charlene Arthur, one of my favorites, one of the unsung heroes of country and rockabilly, especially women playing country and rockabilly in the early days, like the 49 through 56 or so. She was really awesome. I like her music. And she had spent 4 years on RCA and then got dropped, and only had maybe three or four 45s after that, and this is one of those. She released two on El Dorado with her sister Dottie, and I think one on Coin Records that was out of Los Angeles, maybe. So I was really happy to find this one because I actually also didn't know it existed. So big thanks to Paul, who sent me this box of records. Then lastly, we had Gene Stewart with It's Not Much, But It's Home on Enchanted Records from Year Unknown, labels out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. I like that one. I feel like, I don't know, you don't hear a lot of songs where somebody's like, hey, I really love my neighbors. I love living here. This is great. It's usually like, I like this place, but my neighbors suck, or, you know, things are changing for the worse, or, you know what I mean? Like, there's usually like a complaint. So I really like that he was just like, come visit my town. It's awesome. We love it here. Like, all right, man. Hell yeah. That's great. So, as always, I would like to remind you that Dollar Country is supported by listeners. That is donations from listeners. If you would like to find out more information about how to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/dollarcountry. Find out more information there. All donations are also can be taxed, or you can get a tax receipt now that I'm a nonprofit organization, which is kind of neat. I'm still learning about that, but it has taken effect. If you want to find me on social medias, it's at Dollar Country on all of them. And then my email is host@dollarcountry.org. If you want to sign up for the email list and receive the newsletter digitally, you can go to dollarcountry.org/newsletter, or just dollarcountry.org and click on the side part that talks about the newsletter. If you'd like to receive a physical copy of the newsletter, which I print and mail to you, and I'm very, very proud of, you can grab it at the store online. There's also a link at dollarcountry.org. It's been really fun writing the newsletter, and I think people really like it. And I really like making it. So, yeah, Last thing is, phone number for the studio is 216-505-4071. Shoot me a text. Tell me what you think about the show, any of that. I'm happy to respond to text messages. I don't usually pick up the phone because I got, you know, a baby or something's going on. But text messages are great. So with that all said, I'm going to jump back in. This next one is a record from Johnson City, Tennessee. And this is Cody Carpenter and Harold Shelley Jr. with Baby Ain't That Fine. Hope you dig it.
Wonderland. baby by the hand. Swing her out and back, it's grand. Yowman left and do-si-do. Swing your partner, don't let go. Clap your hands and yeah, house tricks. Now you're doing the Midwest mix. The Midwest, Midwest, Midwest mix. Swing your honey once again, whirl her all around and then you promenade left and start on back. Brother, you're on the right track. Then you kiss her just for kicks. Now you're doing the Midwest mix. The Midwest, Midwest, Midwest mix. Swing your honey once again, whirl her all around and then you promenade left and start on back. Brother, you're on the right track. Then you kiss her just for kicks. Now you're doing the Midwest mix. The Midwest, Midwest, Midwest mix.
Got me down here. I got a crick in my neck from looking up at the buildings that I found here. My khaki suit's pressed real neat, and I've been window shopping up and down every street, and it's not hard to spot me. I'm country come to town. These low-cut shoes, about a size too small, are a-killing me. With
them short skirt styles that the girls are wearing are thrilling me. I had me $50 or so, but I blew most of it on a burlesque show. But that's the way it ought to go when country comes to town. I've been checking every corner, hunting someone to talk to, but I must be doing something wrong, 'cause country in the city don't act like he ought to. And I ought to stay at home where I belong. Cost me $10 a day for this hotel room I'm a staying in. I can't get no sleep, 'cause them folks next door are a partying. I walked in a nice steakhouse, but when I rolled my own smoke, they kicked me out. I guess my style kind of fits me. I'm country come to town. I'm country come to town. I ought to stay out there. Country come to town. That's where I belong. I'm country come to town.
Your mind about me, baby. If it's Jim, John, or me, you've plenty of. Then peddle your peaches to some other sucker. Just get on or get off of my pot of love. Get on or get off of my pot of loving. Get in or quit giving my boat a shove. If you don't want taste of Adam's apple, then get off and not on my pot of love. Should leave me. The other half of you coos like a dove. Then heads or tails, you've got a big decision. You gotta get on or get off of my pot of love. Get on or get off of my pot of love. Get in or quit giving my boat a shove.
All right, folks, welcome, welcome. What we had there was... First song was Cody Carpenter and Harold Shelley with Baby Ain't That Fine. I assume Cody is... It sounds like a duet, like a man and woman duet. I assume Cody is the woman, although... I guess that could be a unisex name. I've mostly heard it for guys, but I do know a woman, Cody, so... There he goes. Cody Carpenter and Harold Shelley with The Deans. And, yeah, out of Johnson City, Tennessee, that is year unknown on that one. But I love the sound of that record. I thought that was a very quality record, enough so that I hit up Big Lon, who lives down in that area, to ask him if he had any more things on that label, because I would happily buy them if they sound half as good as that one. And that's the perks of knowing a lot of record collectors. You can hit up other people, see if they have extras of the stuff from their town. I love it. So after that was Carl Berth with Water Wonderland on Delta Records, 1961, out of Saginaw, Michigan, and that song was about Michigan. It goes out to my friends living up in Michigan, Derek and Sarah. Hope you're listening. One of these days I'm going to come visit you, I swear. The band was from the Flint area. But, yeah, the other side is Michigan Waltz. What is it? Carl Berth with Big Joe and the Moonlight Drifters. After that, we had Sonny Baker with Midwest Mix on Cowtown Records from, I think, 1967, give or take a year. That's a song poem label out of Avery, Texas. I actually reviewed one of their LPs for the newsletter a few months ago. With song poems, you can get anything. This one's just called Midwest Mix, which I thought was just, like... kind of funny. And I also like that the guitar had a lot of like reverb-y and stuff on it. No, it was just kind of a fun tune. Then we had Ann 8. I assume that's how you pronounce it. A-I-T. With Housewife's Dilemma on Lark Records from 1969 out of Waynesboro, Virginia. Not the first time I played something on that label. In fact, I played quite a few things on that label. That was from Ryan, who sent those in, donated this record and another record to the show, to the archives, so thanks, Ryan. Then we had Eddie McDuff with Country Come to Town on Giant Records from 1966. One of my favorite types of songs, where the country person comes to the city and is like, hey, these buildings are huge, man. People don't wear boots here. What's going on? Women show off their thigh. You can see a woman's thigh. Like, this place is full of sin. And then they either get in trouble or they go home. So yeah, that was originally released on Giant, which is this one I'm holding. But it was later released on Starday, reissued on Starday. Then lastly, we had Pot of Love by Wayne Rainey, owner of Rimrock Records. And that release was on Rimrock Records out of Concord, Arkansas. This one is really cool because it has a picture sleeve, which you don't see. I didn't even know it existed. So that was really cool. The pictures on this picture sleeve are very bizarre. I'll post it when I post the rest of it online. But I just could not buy it. I actually bought it from Europe. I had to buy it from some dude in, like, Britain. So it was worth it. I don't have a book corner because I don't know if I've been reading any books lately. I've been... just reading kids' books to the kid, which I'm actually really interested in because kids' books are like have a lot of like really great advice for being a human, but for some reason when we get older we convince ourselves that this stuff is important. Like just like classic like being nice to people or like thinking about other people is in all these children's books. But for some reason when we get older, it's like we decide that we have to, like, get stuff done so you don't have time to be nice to people or time to, like, stop and smell the flowers. But that's, like, that's made up. We made that up. We made up the idea that we constantly have to be, like, performing and making money or working towards something. It's okay if we don't. And I feel like reading these kids' books is like, oh, this is great. These are the exact things I want to teach to my son. But also, as an adult, these are the sorts of things I want to also be teaching myself and trying to do, you know, like just chill and be nice to people. And but we get so caught up in commerce and capitalism and making money and having to work and all this other stuff, you know, it's a crazy world out there. Sometimes we forget that we made it, you know, the system, we made the systems. We just take them for granted, you know? So up next is Craven Edwards with Let Me Keep On Dreaming.
Everyone one told me I sure was lucky, 'cause that same crook killed 5 men the other day. Oh, oh, ain't I lucky? Yes, I guess I was born this way. But if these darn things wouldn't happen, I'd gladly give my good luck all the way. I'd gladly give my good luck all the way.
Expect her to understand. I don't care what her friends think. I'm gonna stay right here and drink. Turn me loose, not a fool. Turn me loose. Oh, I beg you, not a fool. Turn me loose. Let me live my life like others do. Don't want to destroy myself. Can you see that I need help? Turn me loose, not a fool. Turn me almost closing time. How I wish she'd change her mind. I can't even get her on the phone. All my friends are waiting to see if she's gonna set me free. Turn me loose, not a fool. Turn me loose. Oh, I beg you, not a fool. Turn me loose.
So fine, but when it's over and it's the little concrete.
Where?
He went right on the little concrete. When you hear the whistle blowing, your troubles will be going. So ride on the little concrete. Oh, there's a train in Florida, oh, way down in Key West. A funny-looking choo-choo, much different from the rest. The tourists love to ride it when they want to see the town. So if you care to join them, you'll forget your ups and downs. Oh, ride on the little Kong train.
Where?
He went. Ride on the little Kong train. When you hear the whistle blowing, your troubles will be going. So ride on the little Kong train. The engineer, he tells you about the pirates that were there. The way they wore their hairdos would give your heart a scare. But if they saw the hippies up today, they'd shake their heads. They'd knock on all the pirates' graves and wake them from the dead. Oh, right on the little Kong train.
Where?
He went right on the little Kong train. When you hear the whistle blowing, your troubles will be going. So right on the little Kong train. Now you've heard about the train that's running in Key West. And if you care to ride it, just tell them you're my guest. But if they ask you who I am, don't put them on my trail. Cause if you knew, I'm telling you, I'll be in Key West jail. Oh, ride on the little Kong train.
Where?
Key West, ride on the little Kong train. When you hear the whistle blowing, your troubles will be going. So ride on the little Kong train. Right on the little Kong train.
Where?
He went. Right on the little Kong train. When you hear the whistle blowing, your troubles will be going. So ride on the little Kong train. Right on the little Kong train.
Lost without you, he can't tie his little shoe, he can't decide which shirt he should wear, try so hard to comb his hair, but his heart just isn't there. Your little boy needs you, and his daddy does too. About the only thing he's had since you're not here is that old one-eared teddy bear. And Teddy goes every step that he takes. And sometimes when he thinks they're all alone, you can hear him say to Teddy, sure wish my mom would come home. Your little boy needs you, and his daddy does too. And each night, as he says his prayers, he's such a beautiful little sight. And he, God blesses everyone he's ever known. But his last line, each and every time, God, won't you let my mama come on back home? Your little boy needs you, and his daddy does too. Your little boy needs you, and his daddy does too.
Thank you.
right, folks, so what did I play there? Let me tell you, that first one was Craven Edwards with Let Me Keep On Dreaming on Major Records from 1967, which is also from Waynesboro, Virginia, which is where the earlier one on Lark Records is from. Craven Edwards and his Lazy K Ranch Boys. Lazy K Ranch Boys were around for longer than I think Craven Edwards. I think he was just doing lead on this one. Or maybe not. It says the vocals by John Miller Jr. So I don't know. But I looked up the Lazy K Ranch Boys, and I found a lot of information about them, but not much about Craven Edwards. So I don't think he was in the band for the whole time. After that was Gray Montgomery with Man, You Sure Are Lucky on One Way Records from 1976 out of Ville Platte, Louisiana. Ville Platte? I don't know how you say that. And for 1976, yeah, I like that. That kind of reminds me of that Eddie Nowak song, Take Away Lucky, where it's like, you know, whatever. Your house burns down, but you live and everyone says you're lucky, or... you know, you go home broke and you find $20 on the ground. Everybody says you're lucky, but you're still broke. It's like, you know. And somebody tells you you're lucky and you're actually, like, not doing very well. It's like, actually, it sucks. Anyway, same feel. We had Johnny Foster with Turn Me Loose 90 Proof on Kappa Records from 1966. A somewhat better known single out of what I played today. On the spectrum of better known things. Then we had Laurel Lee with She'll Never Love You Like I Do on Country Sound Records. That one's from 1973. That's by Vancy Flowers, who did that song. I have another something by her, I believe. And then after that we had Houston and Dorsey with Little Conk Train on Key West Records, 1969. Little Conk Train is actually like a... it's like, you know when you go to the zoo and there's like that... there's that, like, that cart with a bunch of, like, attached carts on the back that'll take you on a tour of the zoo. It's like that, but for Key West. It's still actually there. I looked it up. The conk train. You can go down to Key West and get on the conk train, and they'll show you all around the island or whatever it is. It's an island, right? Yeah. I've never been there. Then lastly, we had Joe Miller with Your Little Boy Needs You on Adonda Records from 1972. And I have a different version of this on the same label by Jack Arwood, but I never played it on the show for whatever reason. But yeah, this is Joe Miller and the Rebel Rousers on Adonda of Nashville, Tennessee. So, we're at the end of the show. Episode 251, thanks for listening. Thanks so much for being here. Once again, if you want to support the show, it is very important to keeping the show going. If you join the Patreon and donate, if you feel like that's the sort of thing you'd like to do, you can go to patreon.com/dollarcountry. And without that, or with that out of the way, I would like to remind you to be nice to people out there, because you never know what kind of day someone else has been having, and a little bit of niceness can go a long way. I've been your host, Frank the Drifter. I got one more for you. This is going to be Shoot Luke by Howard Bailey. And I'll catch you all next time. This has been Dollar Country, episode 251. Thanks for listening. About to fall out of fun. She's a loop.
give up the gun. We were running through the bushes with all our sugar sacks, toting all the moonshine that all of us could pack. They were getting closer and they didn't come to play. And as my daddy passed me up, I heard my old man say, shoot, Luke, and don't give up the gun. Them never knew a fella there trying to spoil our fun. Shoot, Luke, then take it on the run. Shoot, Luke, and don't give up the gun. Shoot, Luke, they're getting closer on you. Better pull that trigger, boy. How'd you like to spend 20 years in the penitentiary?
This is Art, not brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce. This is CKEW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.